This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Protesters on both sides of Israel's political divide over judicial reform took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday night. Protests have entered their 11th week as the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing ahead with a legal overhaul, which opponents say would jeopardize the country's fundamental freedoms. In his first visit to territory captured from Ukraine since the start of Moscow's invasion, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Crimea and Mariupol. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma has the story.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader, accusing him of war crimes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Saturday, former U.S. President Donald Trump said in a social media posting that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. He called on his supporters to protest. As of yet, there is no confirmation from authorities of any criminal charges against Trump. If he were to be criminally charged, it would mark the first time in American history a former president is arrested. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea has launched a ballistic missile towards the sea. It's the North's third round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korean militaries began joint military drills last week. The North sees these drills as rehearsals for a future invasion. Protests and work stoppages continue in France. Laurel Bowman has more.
Refinery strikes persisted on Saturday in France, and more demonstrations were taking place throughout the country amid anger at the government pushing through a rise in the state pension age without a parliamentary vote. The growing unrest has left President Emmanuel Macron with the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vests protest of December 2018. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Credit Suisse is the most globally significant bank caught up in the banking industry turmoil following two U.S. lenders collapsing last week. Now authorities are scrambling to rescue it before markets reopen. Lucy Fielder has more.
Talks over rescuing Credit Suisse rolled into Sunday as UBS sought $6 billion from the Swiss government to cover costs if it were to buy its struggling rival. Authorities are scrambling to resolve a crisis of confidence in 167-year-old Credit Suisse. One source warned the Credit Suisse talks are encountering significant obstacles, and 10,000 jobs could be at stake if the banks combine. Credit Suisse, UBS, and the Swiss government declined to comment.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters reporting. Kosovo and Serbia have reached an agreement on implementing an EU-backed deal to normalize ties. Marissa Melton has that story.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell made the announcement late on Saturday after 12 hours of talks between Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti, Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić, and EU officials. The two leaders warned that disagreements remain between the two sides. Kosovo and Serbia have been in EU-backed talks for nearly 10 years, since Kosovo declared independence in 2008. That was almost a decade after Serbian rule ended with the Kosovo War. Serbia still regards Kosovo as a breakaway province, and flare-ups between the two Balkan neighbors have stoked fears of a return to conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A deadly earthquake rocked southern Ecuador on Saturday. The president's office there said the magnitude 6.8 quake left 14 people dead and more than 380 injured, largely in the El Oro province. Many of the homes that crumbled were old and did not meet building standards for an earthquake-prone country. For more, visit us online, voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.